The bill, dubbed the Wisconsin Wins Program, would cost the state $750,000 to implement, but only half that amount is already in the budget. It would allow the DWD to set up three pilot projects in three counties with the highest unemployment rate. The program would allow businesses to recruit worker trainees currently receiving unemployment benefits to be trained to fill existing vacancies. Each trainee would get $75 a week from the state in addition to their unemployment check until the company hired them full-time. Senator Van Wongard of Racine sponsored the bill. He says it's designed to solve a problem many businesses are complaining about.
Too often, they cannot find qualified workers. Even if they find somebody qualified, they may need to retrain that individual worker. This bill helps alleviate the unemployment insurance deficit by getting people off unemployment and into the workforce sooner.
Democratic senators on the committee are skeptical of the bill because they say it may allow companies to get free labor and then decide not to hire the trainee. State Senator Bob Wirch of Racine says the bill could duplicate existing programs for displaced workers or training courses already offered by technical colleges. But backers of the bill say safeguards will be written into the bill to prevent employers from abusing the program. The bigger problem is whether the legislature will allocate the almost $400,000 needed to run the program or force the Department of Workforce Development to shift funds from other programs to cover the cost of administering this new one. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.